This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
I'm Aaron and I live in Bonnie, Scotland. My life used to revolve around alcohol. I went to the local pub every night. All of my friends drank and I couldn't imagine a life without booze. Slowly but surely, time took its toll and I got tired of this life. Sober curious, I took a leap and joined OTI. How my life has changed. I'm now a year and a half sober and loving every minute of it. For me, OTI is a place where we can celebrate the joys of alcohol-free life without any judgment. The most amazing connections and friendships have been made through this community. Come join us and have a good laugh at the same time.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to this week's episode of Over the Influence. It is the last episode of 2024. And I was going to start by saying, we haven't got a guest on this episode. It is just going to be myself and Ben banging on about alcohol-free life. However, I lie. I don't speak the truth. We have got a very, very special guest joining us on the podcast. Hello, Leo.
Leo, can you say hi? Can you say hello?
Oh, this
Hello.
Is too much.
Here we are. Little wave.
This is so cute.
You know what, Shaz? I know we're going to talk about something completely different and very exciting today. He's coming on, you know, so much. Like his words, even in the last week.
Yeah.
Like I just said, then just say hello, and he waved hello. Can you say Sharon?
Lala.
Sharon.
Lala.
Yes.
I like
can you
it.
Say? Can you say Shaz?
So.
Nearly. We'll work on it.
And do you know what, Ben? I think it's quite a while actually since you've had Leo join you on the podcast, because before now he's been sick down your shoulder, he's filled his nappy, he's been grumpy, he's just sitting there now and he's just morphed into like a proper little toddler boy now. He's no longer a baby.
Should probably say hello. I'm Ben.
Oh yeah, I'm intros. 36.
I'm dad to baby Leo. This one. I'm stepdad to Alfie and Millie. I gave up alcohol in 2020, and it's the best decision I ever made. Would Leo be sitting on my lap now? Because his mum's out. That's why he's up here. Usually, you know, Jem will have him while we're recording, but Jem's out, so I've got baby Leo on my lap. But would he be here if I hadn't given him alcohol? Who knows? You know, honestly, it is life-changing stuff. Your intro, over to you.
Aww.
Sorry, because it's lovely having him here, but he kind of wiggles on my lap.
Wiggle,
and it's a little bit distracting, but I'll get used to it.
He's smiling a lot. Hi, Leo. Are we okay to record a podcast, Leo? Is that fine by
Leo,
you?
Can you say podcast? Podcast. No, we can't say. We'll work on that one
too. So good. We're both going to be highly distracted through this episode, but you know what? It doesn't really matter. It is the last one of 2024. If you've been with us since the start, that was spring 2020. So as we tip into the new year, it's going to be 5 years of Over the Influence, which is absolutely in flipping credible. So thank you for listening. My name is Sharon Hartley. I am based in Lancashire in the northwest of England. I've just enjoyed, it's my seventh alcohol-free Christmas. And safe to say, over the years, it does get better and better and better. Something I saw on Sober Dave's socials a couple of weeks ago now, and Sober Dave has been on the podcast, follow him on Instagram. He said, to sort of paraphrase, drinking over time gets harder. Sobriety over time gets easier. And honestly, it so does. Go back and listen to our episodes. All our guests say exactly the same. I am 51 years old. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a podcaster.
Oh, here we are.
I can't say it now.
And it would appear.
I'm also an author. I have written
my
first book.
What have I got here?
Look at this.
Oh, I've got my advanced copy of The Life-Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol by Sharon Hartley. And that's what we're going to talk about today. isn't it? Because
thank you.
We're multitasking. We're multitasking in terms of, you know, I'm trying to record a podcast and be a parent at the same time. But we're also multitasking within the episode, because you might be listening to this because you're considering Dry January.
Yeah.
Well, there's a perfect book for that. If you're somebody who is sober curious and thinking, maybe this whole alcohol-free life thing is for me. Well, this book, it's for you. It's
actually,
for you.
What we can do during the course of this episode, of course, we'll talk around it and the stuff in there and why I focus so heavily. Yeah, Leo agrees. Yes, Leo.
Yes.
Why we look at the 100 days, but also... And it sort of does make my stomach churn when I'm going to say this out loud. You can get a live, first-hand, actual review from somebody that's read it, because Ben got his advanced copy. He got a little PR box, which was fantastic, and he's read it. And so I will ask Ben a few questions, actually, once he's maybe asked me a few during the course of this episode. And you know what? If you've had... not a rough Christmas. We do hope you've had the best Christmas. But in terms of alcohol, if you've just reached that point now listening to this, maybe for the first time you found us and you've thought, oh, no, I'm done. You could be listening to this with a hangover. You might be listening to this having a drink. We're not here to judge. That doesn't matter. The fact is that you're listening, and it is about absorbing all this sober content, the Quitlet, and add self to that genre. It's really weird. It's really bizarre. And hopefully through the course of this episode, we'll give you some top tips. You know, we'll talk through what it might be like in the early days, and let you know, should you so wish, where you can get your hands on a copy, which is bonkers. Are you doing the questions and I'm doing the talking, or should we just talk round it? I always feel uncomfortable when the tables are turned, Ben.
Well, in that case, let's talk round it. Let's start by, the cover, Sharon, is fabulous.
Isn't it?
When
gorge.
You sent me the images, I didn't realise that it was going to shimmer and sparkle. Well, glimmer. Let's say that it's glimmers.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
On the front. It's fabulous. And it's a real book. After years of drinking too much, too fast and too often, BBC radio presenter Sharon Hartley jumped off the hangover hamster wheel of hell. In the life-changing magic of quitting alcohol, Sharon inspires you to do the same. She asks you to commit to 100 days alcohol-free, a tipping point where the true life-changing magic happens as the clouds begin to lift and the dial starts to shift. As you embark on your 100 days, Sharon shows you how to navigate social situations, banish triggers, and find the will to set out on a life-changing path of exciting self-discovery.
What's this voice?
Funny,
what is this voice?
Full of warmth, and brilliantly down-to-earth. This is the book you need to take the leap and banish the booze once and for all.
That's just crackers. Oh,
now,
Gong,
should we read some of the quotes?
Yeah, go for it.
The quotes are amazing. Sarah Turner, the unmumsy mum. Like hundreds of thousands of people follow Sarah Turner on Instagram. Like millions of people read her books. And she said that Sharon is the friend we all need.
Thank
Love
you,
that.
Sarah. Sarah's been on the podcast twice, by the way. Go back and listen to her episode. She's a Wonder Woman. She's fabulous.
Claire Pooley, friend of the podcast. First book I ever read was The Sober Diaries. Sharon's energy and warmth are infectious. She's a phenomenon.
Thanks, Claire.
And if that wasn't enough, how about author of Alcohol Explained, William Porter? Sharon is an absolute force for sobriety.
You know what?
How about
that? I mean, where do we start with that? What is crackers about? Well, full stop, it's just all crackers. All those quotes are brilliant and so kind. So thank you very, very much. In particular, for me, William Porter, I think his might have been the first, second, third book that I read, literally, Ben, within the first 3 weeks of doing this nonsense, when I still hated life, when I thought I was never going to enjoy life. Life-changing. If you'd have told me it'd been like, I'd have gone, go away. Please, no, it's boring, it's hard, it's miserable, I don't like this. And I can remember vividly sitting in a rented holiday home on the island of Anglesey, and I was that desperate's not the word, determined to do this. I got an Amazon delivery to the place where we were staying, and I got some rubbish alcohol-free beers, or at least I thought they were at the time, sat down on the Saturday night with my book, and that's where it started. and not one word of a lie, I think starting to immerse yourself, Leo agrees, starting to immerse yourself in January in the Quitlet, in the podcast, in the Sober Socials, it's absolutely key, because I think the minute you start reading, you can start to see and hear yourself in the stories being told. So fast forward 6.5 years to have William Porter, like actual Willie P, AF God, with a copy of my book in his hands and saying amazing things. It's amazing. It's honestly a dream come true. So yeah, thank you for sharing those bits. It just makes me feel bizarre when you read them out loud.
Well, let's say that, you know, someone listening to this now wants to do the 100 days, because how often have we talked about the 100 days on this podcast and how important it is kind of psychologically, and maybe you should go into why as the author of the book, Sharon, shortly. But let's say that you're listening to this, and in a few days, on the 1st of January, you're planning to remove alcohol. Well, 100 days will be Friday the 10th of April.
Well worked out. Crikey, that was fast.
Mm. Yeah, I did some pre-research and planning.
It's a surprise.
I'm just doing that in my head. the 10th... You made me want to check that now. Let me... 10th of April. Yes, Friday the 11th of April.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
There you are. Friday the 11th of April. So that's 100 days. So Sharon, author Sharon Hartley. Hi, welcome to the podcast. Why is 100 days the key for you?
For me, I was going to refer to something in the book here, but I'll tell you what I've done, because I'm just as disorganised as I ever was, I've picked up the wrong copy. So the copy I've got here in my hand, this is the uncorrected bound proof. It's the proof copy. So it's not actually got all the page numbers laid out. My copy proper is in the kitchen. And at the time of recording, it's absolutely lashing down, so I'm not going to run through to get it. But I think chapter 8 is why 100 days. Hang on, let me just have a quick... Oh, that's only chapter 5. And what I do, I break it down. Bear with. In terms of how long that is... Hang on. In terms of your actual percentage of your life.
It's a great... See, I told you I've read it. I'm not just pretending to have read it. I got my copy and I read it like every night. I was just reading as much as I could before I had to go to sleep. And... I read it all within about 3 days, actually.
I'm really impressed. I'm really, really impressed. Here we go. Right, so let's just give this a little bit of context in terms of why, and this isn't just myself, you know, this is at the heart of OTI as well, and Ben says this, and so do so many of our members, that 100 days is the tipping point. And you might be now listening to this at the end of December. You might be in the early days of January with a raging hangover thinking, I don't know if I can get to this weekend, 100 days, it's so far off, it's so much. It's actually not, right? Okay, so I'm just going to read you a little excerpt here. According to the Office for National Statistics, the average life expectancy for a woman living in the UK in 2020 to 2022 was 82.6 years, and for a man, 78.6 years. So between men and women, you're looking at an average of around 80 years. There are approximately 29,200 days in 80 years. So
is that it?
Yeah, that's it, which is terrifying. 29,200 days in 80 years. So a break of 100 days from booze in a lifetime of around 80 years, it is just 0.34% of your life. It's not even half a percent. And so if you look at it like that, if you weigh it up in the grand scheme of life, it's literally a drop in the ocean. But during that time, as short as it is comparatively to your lifespan, the stuff you can achieve, the things in your life that you can change, the doors that you can open, the clarity that you can give yourself, I'll come back to the title of the book, is completely and utterly life-changing. When I set out to do this, not write the book, when I set out to take a break from alcohol, I was actually going for 90 days. That was my thing. It was the 3 months. And the longer I got into that, the easier it got, the more things started to change. And I think I got Ben to about, I don't know, 70 odd days, maybe 80, something like that. And I thought, It's working. Sadly, it's working. The things people are saying are true. You know, that real... Oh,
damn it.
Flipping heck. Dash. And that's when I thought I'd go for the year. But once I got over that 100 days, and I think psychologically as well, that triple figure milestone is absolutely massive. So weigh it up, just weigh it up against everything now. It's less than 0.5% of your entire, hopefully, time on this earth. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not long at all. Give it a go. Give it a shot.
So I want to give it a go. I want to give it a shot, Sharon. Why should I read The Life-Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol?
Well, I'll tell you why.
By Sharon Hartley. Yeah.
I'll tell you why, because if you stick with the book and if you go through it, I'm gonna hold your hand through the process. I am going to share with you where to start here. Let's insert here, Ben, very, very important disclaimer as well. If you are physically addicted to alcohol or even suspect that you might be, it is vitally important that you seek qualified medical advice. You need to talk to a professional, because for some people in that situation, stopping drinking suddenly can be incredibly dangerous and in some cases fatal.
It can be fatal.
Do not take this podcast as medical advice. We're sharing our own experiences. We're talking about the 100 days in particular here. But if that is you, physically addicted to alcohol, or like we say, even, you know, suspecting that you might be, do seek medical advice. If that isn't you and you're ready to rumble and you've had enough, maybe hungover, maybe just tired of drinking, you want a change, you're doing it for lifestyle choices, whatever your reason. And by the way, don't wait for a rock bottom. Don't wait for it to get terribly, terribly bad. You can just go at any point you wish. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the change. I'm going to try now. If you read the book, throughout the course of the book, there are top tips, there's advice, there's ways to get started, how you can maybe handle tricky situations, alcohol-free alternatives, what to say to friends, how to navigate your first social outing. And it's all shared from a place of somebody that has literally been there and done that many, many, many times.
Can I read some of the book out?
Yeah, of course you can.
Because a major part of it is exactly that, isn't it? It's not just you talking. It's you've got the case studies.
Oh, we'll come to those shortly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you want to wait?
No, go, no, Ben, please. Share.
No, it's just Leo's currently reading the book, you see, and he opened it up on a random page and it's landed on Helen's story.
Fantastic.
Can I read some of Helen's
story? Yeah, I'd love you to.
So, Helen's story. My drinking was like Russian roulette. Some nights I'd stay in control, others I'd end up doing things I'd regret. I thought alcohol helped me cope with my stressful job. When my mom and a close friend suddenly both got sick with cancer and died, I used to blot out the feelings. I'm a doctor and I felt so hypocritical, telling patients to drink less. I felt deeply ashamed that I hadn't been able to control alcohol and kept it quiet when I eventually decided to stop. My sleep was better, my face less bloated, my blood pressure and resting heart rate reduced. I felt much more calm without alcohol and I was coping much better with stress. Though even after a few years alcohol free, I was very nervous talking about it in work because I thought an alcohol problem might be seen as unprofessional. I didn't have any friends who were sober. When I discovered Over the Influence, my eyes suddenly opened to a world where being sober was a positive lifestyle choice. Fun things happened and there were so many others doing the same thing. It was amazing. It was the first time I thought being alcohol free was something to be proud of. I began to connect and share my story. The more I talked about being sober, the easier it got. There is more to Helen's story, but I'll leave it there because you've got to read the rest of it in the book. I love those, you know, those real life, true stories, front and centre. Because is there 10?
There's overall? 10 case studies. And each and every single one of those has been written by the contributor. We share their first name in the book, of course, all with permission. And every single one either is or has been an Over the Influence community member. And Ben, I've got to say, when I went to record the audiobook a couple of months ago, when I had to sort of read out every single case study, I got quite emotional, like listening to their stories, reading it out loud, actually hearing from the people whose lives had changed, what it had meant to them. And it actually blew me away. And it's an incredibly important part of the book for me to be able to share those stories and just show as well what's at the heart of OTI. I share some of your story or not?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
This is...
Page 9, everyone. Page 9.
Page 9. Oh, this is the one that I ripped a few episodes ago. Do you remember in my excitement? I ripped my own copy of the book, my own proof copy. Before I read it out, well, maybe I'll ask you this question after. I'll read just the top two paragraphs because they're quite short. So I won't read it all, Ben. I'll just read a little bit of Ben's story. And of course, Ben's story, my other OTI half, it had to be the first one that was shared in the life-changing magic of quitting alcohol. So just a little teeny-weeny taster of Ben's story. I didn't know that I needed to remove alcohol from my life completely when I decided to have a 3-month break. I was the classic binge drinker. I wouldn't drink every day, but once I'd started, I wouldn't stop. I'd get the first round in, drink mine in half the time it took everyone else to finish theirs, and the next round would be down on the table before anyone else had even thought about going to the bar. I was a normal drinker, I told myself, because everyone else that I knew drank too. Okay, maybe I was a better drinker than them because I could put them away faster and handle more, but I certainly wasn't a problem drinker. And then it goes on and on and on. And I just love the ending. I'm going to fast forward through half a dozen paragraphs there. And this might apply to you listening now. If you've got that little voice in your head, like I did, listen to it. Because fulfilling your potential is more important than refilling your glass. Ben's story.
What's that, sorry, Leo? Oh, she didn't read the bit out where I mentioned you. No, that's because she wants people to buy the book and read the book.
Don't say that!
January the 2nd, Leo. But yes, Daddy does mention you, yes.
He does mention you, Leo.
Yes.
He absolutely does.
Yes, I do.
So when you hear that, Ben, and when you read that for the first time, what did you think when you read back over your words?
I thought, did I definitely send these to Jem to make sure that they're okayed before they're printed in physical books and sent across the world? And then she read it and then she teared up a bit and took photos of it and just loved it. So that was really good. And also, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's the first time I've ever been printed in a book of my knowledge.
Yeah, no, anyway. It's so... like people have said to me over the last few months, and you've been on this journey with me since it all happened, Ben, haven't you? Yeah. 18 months of...
It took her less than 100 days to write the entire book, guys. And really, it's 0.344% of her life or whatever.
If only. Oh, yeah. My God.
It was a really easy process.
Oh, yeah, it was fine. Wasn't it? No stress whatsoever.
Absolute breeze.
And yeah, over the course of whatever it is now, maybe the last 18 months, you know, it has been up and down and you've been on the journey with me. So thank you for that, like genuinely for tolerating my absolute nonsense. But the amount of people that have said to me, Sharon, why are you nervous? Like, what are you stressing about? Why have you got those feelings of anxiety in your belly? Because your story's out there and, you know, the way you share about alcohol-free life, it's out there on social media, on this podcast, within the community. And there's just something so different about having this thing in your hand, isn't there? And you just said it there to actually read it yourself in print. It just feels different. I mean, it's the first time, obviously, like you said, you know, never experienced this before. But it just feels different to broadcasting on the radio. And also the podcast, you know, which has probably been downloaded now, like, what, 1.5 million times? I have no idea. A lot, an absolute lot. So, yeah, it does feel different. And thank you, Ben, for contributing. And thank you to every single community member that took the time to share some really personal stuff. It's literally, couldn't have done it without it.
Okay.
Couldn't have done it without you.
So what we've learned so far is that Sharon is the friend we all need, that she is a phenomenon, an alcohol-free phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
But we've also learned that we will get real life case studies as well as your own story within the show.
Only bits of my
story. What else do we get? What else do we get in this book? Talk us through some of the chapters. Like, what's the journey that we'll go on as we read The Life-Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol?
I mean, we start off with what is so great about quitting alcohol? And if you were to ask me that question now, this podcast would probably run for 5 years straight. I literally wouldn't stop talking about what's so great, quitting alcohol, everything. Would I be talking to you now and to you listening now on this podcast? No. Would we have an alcohol-free community? No. Would I be doing the drop?
Would I have a baby currently on my shoulders?
This is just
no.
ridiculous.
No. He's getting restless, so you have to just kind of put him in different positions.
If only this was visualised. All I can see at the moment is like a blurred out microphone, Ben's like mouth and beard, and the cutest two legs wrapped around his neck.
Little feet. Oh, he keeps leaning down to lick my head as well.
Oh, this is so hello. Cute. This is hello. Ridiculous. So there are many, many great things about quitting alcohol. This book wouldn't have happened. And actually, I think it's really important to remind you as well, listening, that I never set out to do this. I never set out to change my life with return, you know, with regards to quitting alcohol. Never set out to do the podcast, the community, and all the rest of it. Didn't even set out to meet Ben. You know, he's been a massive part of this journey, haven't you? You never meant to be alcohol free. Neither of us were meant to be doing any of this. But this is what happens, and this is where it becomes life changing. It's those little wins along the way. Talk about glimmers as well through that book, the stuff to look out for, the gorgeous little things that happen, and they all start to add up and add up and add up. And the longer you go, the more they gather momentum. And that is where these sort of incremental life changes start to happen. I could go on for hours about what's so life changing, like flipping all of it, absolutely all of it. I'll talk you through, you know, what it's like when you've got to do your first of anything, be it a wedding, a social occasion, what you might say to people who are like, why are you stopping drinking? Just have one. All that. We'll talk you through that, handhold you through the process. And basically, I think in a nutshell, as Sarah said on the front there, Sharon is the friend we all need. That's what I hope this book is. A handhold from a friend saying to you, look, if one glass of wine a night is too much for you, if binge drinking every other weekend is too much for you, if you've hit your mid-40s into perimenopause and 50s and menopause and you cannot recover anymore from a couple of glasses of wine, this is for you as well. I just want you to know that it's okay, and that it is going to be okay, and that on the other side of alcohol is this life, this absolute crazy life that you didn't even know existed. And it's sort of all encased in the many, many chapters. I need to read it all back again now, Ben. I don't open it up again. I've read it that many times. I'm like, I need to just actually start from the beginning and read it properly, but I keep putting it off.
So what do I say? I've removed alcohol, Sharon. What do I get from the life-changing magic of quitting alcohol?
I think what you'll get is an insight maybe into the longer-term picture.
Got ya.
You know what I mean?
I tell you what, she's been media trained, hasn't she?
You know what, I
she's got an answer for every question.
I have not. I've not been trained on anything. I've just got a big gob. Come on, a stick. If only, I'd love some media training.
I'll give you some later. Just say no comment.
Yeah. I've been trained on asking questions. You know, I've been trying to sort of like perfect that technique as a presenter and a podcast host over the years. But as an interviewee, OMG, no idea. Just keep talking. If you've already quit drinking and you're wondering what it might be like a bit further down the line, it's just about opportunity and about excitement and adventure and where it might take you, the unknown. You know, aside from, Ben, if we come back to the 100 days, we know about those sort of instant benefits. You know, you're going to wake up without a hangover. Your skin's going to start to glow.
Leah agrees.
He agrees. Yeah. Your face is going to be less bloated. The wine belly might disappear. You're going to get energy back. You know, those things happen pretty swiftly, and that is really, really good. But in terms of the deeper stuff, the life-changing stuff, maybe the career changes or the relationship changes or the friendship groups or the hobby that you might rediscover 3 years into sobriety, there's some stuff in there as well about that. And it's just, yeah, not a glimpse into the future. I suppose just sharing what it's been like for me. And this is why I've done it. This is why I've done it, written the book. So people know that it's okay at whatever stage you are in your life to go, I'm done with alcohol, or I want to take a break, or I want to do 100 days. It's absolutely okay to do that. And that actually, it's going to work out. life is only going to get better. And if you're in a situation now where alcohol impacts life in many ways negatively, once it is removed with a bit of perseverance and a bit of determination over time, all those negatives are going to convert back to positives. It's only a good thing. Honestly, it is. And if you'd have told me, Ben, I'd have been doing this, sitting here chatting to you about my own actual book 7 years ago, I'd have laughed. I'd have laughed in your face and gone, it's not possible. It's not possible. It wasn't that I couldn't stop drinking. I didn't think I wanted to stop drinking. And that's what happens over time.
Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to say that you gave you had a secret Santa at work and you decided to put your own book in as your secret Santa?
Right, hang on. I'm not having this.
Did your boss at work receive a copy of your book as a Christmas present or not?
Yes, he did. Yes, the executive editor got a signed copy of my book for his Christmas gift. It wasn't part of a secret Santa.
I bet he was thrilled.
I actually went out of my way to give him his own gift. It's worse than that.
And are you hoping that many people receiving the magic of,
you know what,
life changing magic quizzic alcohol for Christmas?
So I'll tell you who's received it. You, obviously.
Yeah, first on the list.
After
everyone else.
It was not after everybody else.
Don't even start.
Listen, Maggie in the States got a PDF, blah blah blah. You'll never let me forget.
I'm fully
that.
Aware of everyone who read it for me. Don't you worry, 'cause they all told me.
Everybody else in the community that contributed to the case studies and some stuff about dating as well, which was really interesting. There's a whole section on dating, sober dating, that has I've not shared experiences because I don't have any. So I went back to the community and says, right, you know, what's it been like? And so there are some people in there sharing their experiences. And the other people that have got it, and actually I'll talk a little bit about this now. If you open the front cover, you do a little dedication, you know?
Yeah.
So just read out that dedication there.
For Ben, my best alcohol-free friend.
You've got the wrong copy.
And the guy I couldn't do it without.
Next page.
I owe it all to you. It's a long dedication.
That's
this.
So funny.
You mean, sorry, for Team Hartley, Anna, Jeanette, and Shaney.
Yeah. So, Team Hartley, obviously, my husband and three kids. That's it. Team Hartley sums it up. They've been with me from the start, and they've been nothing but supportive and absolutely brilliant. So, it's just a no-brainer. Of course, it's for Team Hartley. Not that they'll be listening to this, but thank you, family. Thank you. And I thought it was really important to acknowledge my three Bezzy mates. So it's also dedicated to Anna, Jeanette and Shaney. And tell you what, Ben, when you've got three mates and you write it out, you're like, oh, hang on. If I do it in that order, what if one thinks they're more favourite than the other? So I had to go alphabetical. So Anna, Jeanette and Shaney. So there's no quibbling there. Equally best mates. But throughout this, and they mentioned a couple of times in the book, their support as a friend has been utterly relentless. And I mean completely relentless. I've spent 20, 25 years drinking with these girls, and they've seen me at my very worst in terms of alcohol. And when I said that I was going to take this break and I was going to carry on with it, every single one of them said, Shaz, you're brilliant. This is amazing. We love you for this. One of my favourite quotes, Ben, came from Anna. And she sort of went, oh, Shaz, you're still a dick. You're just not a drunken one. Love you for it. And I'm like, cheers. Cheers, Anna. That's really, really good. But they've been so honest. They've been so supportive. And when you've got that team of cheerleaders on your side, be it one friend, be it a friend from another group, it might be somebody you've met on social media in a sobriety group, it might be a family member. When you have got that team of cheerleaders going, you can do this. It's brilliant what you're doing. Don't listen to people trying to derail you. It makes all the difference. And those friendships you've got just get stronger and deeper and better. And that's why it's dedicated to those absolute three idiots and my family.
That's lovely. There's a question that I really want to know the answer to. And Leo does as well. Let me just translate. Is Auntie Sharon minted yet? Are you minted yet? Leo wants to know, because you're now an author. That's how it works, isn't it? You release a book.
The answer to that is firmly no. So we've just gone through Christmas. I've got three demanding kids. They like to go on holiday. No is the answer, no, Leo, but no. Thank you for asking. Leo, as and when it happens, you know, you'll be the first to know.
It's a very personal question,
very
Leo.
Personal question.
but funny. I've got no more questions.
Okay, I've got one for you.
Yeah, go on.
I've got one for you. And thank you for this self-indulgent episode. Like Ben, it really is appreciated, and it is a proper moment for me.
It's cool, and sorry that you know Leo's here.
You know what? It makes it all the better that
doing
Leo's
his
there.
Thing.
He is doing his thing, doing and I can see well, we're fast running out of time. So one,
he's just chatting. I don't know what story he's telling, but he's very animated telling it.
He's in a very good mood though.
He's in a really good mood.
Ben, you've read the book. You said you read it
cover
over consecutive nights. Genuinely, be honest now. What did you take away from it?
What did I take away from it? I mean, obviously, you know, the behind the scenes, I'm very proud. It's just fabulous. It's real. It shines, the cover, and you open it and it says, first published in Great Britain in 2024 and all that, the serious, real book stuff. Like, all that stuff is amazing. I think what I was, and I know that you've heard this feedback, but it's because it's spot on. It's you. I'm just reading it and I'm reading it in your accent, in your voice,
That's
in
crazy,
your intonation.
Isn't it?
but it's because of the way you write it. It's just so you. And I think Sarah's quote on the front is absolutely perfect. Shaz is the friend we all need, because that's exactly what this is. It's not preachy. It's not finger waggy. It's just, look, you know, this is a choice I made. It's good for me. And maybe it's good for you. In your northern Auntie Shaz, oh, isn't it great? Isn't it fantastic? Voice, you know, and it is. It's just positive. It's so positive all the way through it.
Yeah.
And I know that that's what you wanted to achieve, and you've absolutely achieved that. So,
thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. I'm so chuffed. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for tolerating me. I mean, full stop, thank you for tolerating me, but particularly during this whole book writing process, because it has been quite something. It really has, for a million different reasons, so thank you. And it's just so joyous to be able to record this episode with Leo on your knee. It's just the cutest thing. It's amazing. Wow. To see you in full dad mode. It's ace.
Yes.
Leo, we've taken up enough of your time and your dad's time on this episode. Can Leo say bye-bye, do you think?
Oh, he loves it. Leo, can you say bye-bye? Can you say bye-bye, Auntie Shaz? Bye-bye. No, he's too
proper distracted. I think he's distracted with the microphone. Bye bye. Oh, there we go. Bye, Leo.
Bye bye. Say bye bye, Auntie Shaz.
Bye.
The best smile.
You know exactly what's going to happen as soon as we stop recording. Like, literally, as soon as we end the call, he'll go to sleep on my shoulder.
Brilliant.
That'll be it.
Of course he will. Absolutely.
That's classic,
it's been
Leo.
An absolute pleasure. It is the last episode of 2024. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all your support. If you've ordered the book on pre-order, thank you very, very much. If you haven't, it's out in just a couple of days' time in the UK. That is the 2nd of January, and it's out in the States at the beginning of February. You can find it on Amazon, amazon.co.uk, and other great retailers. And the book is called The Life-Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol, Stop Drinking and Start Living. And the author is Sharon Hartley. Thank you very much. We will be back in the new year.
Leo, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Leo.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say bye.
Bye. Okay.